So that's Rashi and Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. It's really holding the top of Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Rashi and Pei Aleph Amud Beis. I just wanted to run through that last Rashi. So Rashi's point is, just to clarify Rashi's point is there's multi steps in Rashi's point. So this fellow gave money to the Chanvoni, that the Chanvoni should include him into the Erev. So when they come to the Chanvoni to get the wine, or they come to the baker to get the bread, he paid for his portion already. So Chachamim say that money is not kaina, not like everybody else. The money is not kaina. So giving the money alone did not give him a portion over here. Then he says a step weiter. Even if the Chanvoni went and was mazaka everybody else in the chotzer, their portion for free. Since this fellow meant it should be for money, so it doesn't work because he wasn't mechavent. The Chanvoni expected that this is the fellow paid, didn't have kavanah to give it to him for as a matnas chidim. He had kavanah to give it to him for the money. Okay, so now Rashi could have stopped there. Rashi doesn't stop there. Rashi says he has kavanah. The kavanah is giving al das that the money should be kind of. And what's the problem with that? Rashi says because the money doesn't belong to the chanvoni. The chanvoni didn't get the money. Hold on a second, last line from Rashi. The money isn't, the Chanvoni was not kind of the money. The key in the most in the kind is because since money is not kind of in the, money is not kind of the item, so it comes out that the Lekeach gave the money to get an item which didn't work. So he never really gave the money. So, Loisabcha Daite, the high, the lekeach is not semadas that he got something by giving the money. He had no das to be makta the more to the chenvoni to get nothing. So it comes out that the money still belongs to the lekeach. So what's really happening is the chenvoni is taking the money which belongs to the lekeach, who has not truly been marked to the meicher, and taking this fellow's money and using the money to make an erev for him. So it's taking the lekeach's money, shlomi daita, to make him part of the erev. That doesn't work. Okay. Tosis says Rashi is adding a whole layer over here in the conversation, which isn't really necessary. Even if the chenvoni meant to be makna bechinam, but the lekeach didn't want that. He wanted that he should get it for money. That's why he gave the money. So that comes out. Said whatever the chenvoni is doing him shlomi das, it's shlomi das v'alabai. It's against his will because he doesn't want to do. He wants to get it for money. So Tosfos says Rashi could have said that, but Rashi adds a whole other layer over here, which I'm not sure 100% why Rashi did that. Okay. Now, then Rashi says once that's the thought process, so Misha said if the person he gave the money to wasn't a chenvoni, but rather b'shar kol adam, might have b'shar kol adam. Mefarish b'gemara that's talking about balabayis. Shamalo chaveiroi heiloch mazu v'schele be'erim. So he told the balabayis, here's a ma, and be zeicher for me in the erim. So holoch mazikeloi, and the balabayis went and got him a portion in the erim. Chikan erim over there, it works. Why the whole of Ein Balabais Rogo Limker Kikris? Okay, he's not into the business of selling bread. And his comments that Elul Lasos Shliach, it's the Ikir Kavana of the Lokeach, wasn't that he should buy off of him, but rather he was making a Mashiach to do it for him, and he's paying him for that. And Nasa Karmeloi, it's considered as if he said, Arevli, make an Erev for me. The Mor says, even by Chevoni himself, if he says the phrase arevli, not scheli, so it works. So over here, this is the equivalent of saying that, because he didn't really need to buy from him. He's not in the business of selling. Okay. Shane Marvel Elamidaita. Hilka. Gabi Chenvani, Kamerli Zecheli. She can't force it again unless he agrees to it. So in the case of the Chenvani, which he said Zecheli, Lodiskaven Elalikter Semenu, he went, meant to be kainah. Well, there's some of she asked a shlucha. He never meant that he should be his shliach for not for the money. And the money isn't kainah. Well, some of he never meant to be marked on the money. Nimsum arv lo shlo the daiter. So it comes out he's being arv for him on this item, not as, with the money. Shlo mi daiter. When Moshe kiker v'nicha etzlo. If he would actually be kind of the kicker and then give it back by to the chenvani, and he has to look out for this purpose, shlich, so then about he made him a shlich. So you need das. Comes Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says you need das by Rabbi Tchumen, but not by Rabbi Chatzeris. Rabbi Tchumen. So chayv huloi shemav se letzad ha'acher b'shem eno noyach loy. So you don't know that it's beneficial for him for sure that he wants to go this direction. So there's an element of loss involved. See, then you can't do. But over here, it's only benefit. He can now carry in the air. What does he lose? Okay. My time is Rabbi Eliezer. Holy Moshach. Why would Rabbi Eliezer say that the money is kind enough for him? He didn't do a kinyan. He didn't do a kinyan. So how can the money be kind of from? How does he get a chelik in the erev with this money? So the Morris first pshat is Amar Reb Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Asur Bliezer Kedala Prokim Bishana. Reb Eliezer equates the din of our Mishnah to the following Mishnah in Chulin. Mishnah Chulin is dealing with the locha of Oseves Benoit. And so you cannot check a mother and a child on the same day. So for an owner of behemoths who's selling animals, if he sells the mother to one and the child to the other, must he be concerned that maybe that they will eventually check both on the same day? So the worst is in general not. Maybe they're buying it for work, maybe they're buying it to check on different days. There's no reason to believe they're both shechting, planning to check on the same day. But there are four times in the year when people buy animals to shecht on the same day. Erev Pesach, everybody's shechting the animal. Shavuos time, everybody's buying the animal. They would shecht it. The place we showed them is assumption they're going to shecht on Yom Tov itself. Erev Yom Tov, but the point is everybody's buying the animal to use it for Yom Tov. Erev Shoshana, Erev Simchas, Erev Shemini Atzeres. So you can assume that they both bought the shaft. So you better inform them. And by the way, you know you're buying this. By the way, I sold the mother earlier today. So, if you're buying for the purpose of shafting, you can't do that. So that's the point of the Mishnah, because it's very possible you'll end up shafting two on the same day, which is also the mother and the child. Now, the Mishnah says, if these four times of the year, it continues and says that these four times of the year where the standard was people would shech. When me in the following halacha, if I come to the chenvani, come to the sheikhed, I'm sorry, come to the sheikhed, and I buy a portion of the animal, I have a right to demand that he should shech the animal and give me my portion of meat. Even though he hasn't sold out the whole animal beforehand, which maybe normally he would like to first get purchases for the whole animal before he shechts, this way he knows he's not losing any meat. These four times of the year, since standard people would get meat, if I bought an animal, I'd right to get my meat. So I gave the sheikh the money, I have a right to demand that he shechts. What do we do with the rest of the meat? That's his problem. Then the Mishnah Moreh says, well, if that's true that I own the meat, then I have a right to force it to shech. So if the animal dies, it's my loss. It's not that he owes me X amount of meat. I bought a portion of the animal. So if the animal dies, it's tough luck on me. So Mishnah says, B'dal Prakim Eilu, and these four times, so Mishnah said before that these four times a year, you have to inform that the purchaser, that there's if a person purchases an whole animal, that the mother was sold earlier today, or the child was sold earlier today. Then it says, B'dal Prakim Eilu, Mashchitin is a tabuch bal karka. You can force the shechet to shecht, which means if I didn't buy the whole animal, I just bought a portion of the animal, it's still sitting by him, I can force him to shecht it. Feel a shor shav el of dinner, even if I just bought one dinner's worth, and the animal's worth 1,000 dinner, I write to my dinner. You sold to me, it's my dinner, I have a right to get my meat. What'll be with you, that's tough luck.
I mean, is it so much that it's tough luck, or there's a very reasonable assumption that the demand is so high that he'll have other people to sell to?
This is where there seems interesting. I'm kind of, I have a right to get my item. Which means that, probably he'll be okay, but that's not the logic behind it. The fikach in mace lekeach. On the other hand, if the animal died, it's a lekeach's loss.
He says this before he turns on the animal.
No. There's two cases. The first case of the mission was the case where I actually bought the animal from him and I walk away with an animal. So you better tell me that, you know, you sold the mother earlier today. But the point is that these are times where there's an assumption of shechting. So the mission says further, in a case where I come to a tabuch and I say, listen, I can't afford to buy an animal. I want to buy that animal, part of that animal over there. I mean, you shecht it, I get part of the meat. So that's the deal. So now it comes and says, okay, so, you know, it's the middle of the year, not one of these times. It says, you know, I bought part of the animal, and I need the meat. So the guy says, I'm not ready to shecht yet, because I don't have other purchasers on the meat yet. I'm not going to shecht for you. So, well, it's my portion. That's tough luck. I'm not ready to shecht yet. I'm not going to take a loss.
Is it that money's worth the meat he's focused on, or that meat?
I bought part of that animal. I own part of that animal.
Yeah, so what if the animal ends up being like a trade animal?
So that's my loss. Right? So that during the rest of the year, I cannot force you to shech. Listen, I demand my portion of the meat, shech the animal, and you sell out the rest. So I cannot demand that. So four times a year, I have a right to get my meat. And if I bought a portion of the animal, I demand my portion of the animal. Shech me, give me my meat. What's going to happen to the rest of your meat? That's your responsibility, not mine. These four times of the year, the same way, there's an assumption of everybody shechts.
People need meat.
So people need meat, so I have a right to demand my meat. Now, if the animal dies, it's my then I lose. I own a portion of the meat. Furthermore, Kasha, what do you mean, Mesa Lekeach? Olam Moshe. What was the kinyan? I gave money, so therefore I own part of your animal. There's no kinyan with money. You're not cut a behemoth with money. So Morris says, Omer Huna. Bishop Marshall, the case was he did a mashiach. He went and did a mashiach on the animal. When the attention to be kind, a portion of the animal. Morris says, really? Ihachi. Amos Sefer. Let's look at the rest of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Mashayim Mashashana, the rest of the year, besides these four times. Again, the four times are Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, Erev Shoshana, and Erev Shmini Atzeres. This is Erev, the first days of Sukkot, they were very busy, so there wasn't a time necessarily of Shechita. They were busy with Sukkot and Lulav, but the Erev was Torah, they would Shech. Erev Shmini Atzeres, they would Shech. The rest of the year, Enokain. There's no such right, I cannot force you to Shech. If the animal dies, it's the Moicher's problem, and the Moicher has to refund the money to the Lekeach. He was Moshach already, it's his. So now we own a Peshut. I own one dinner's worth, and you own 85 dinner's worth, and the animal's worth 86 dinner. So I lose my dinner. The Mishnah says, no. He takes the whole loss of all 86 and he reimburses me for a dinner. Because I bought some. I gave him money. He never gave me anything in return. What do you think? I was Moshach the animal. I own the animal. Okay, Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Loilim Bishalay Moshach. You're right. So the case has to be that he was not Moshach. So Hakam Haskin, and so now the Mor is going to give two ways to explain the Mishnah. So there was no Mashicha. So what's the Kinyan? Why does in the ratio does he own a portion of the animal? So Mor says the case was Mishazika Loyalayachar. That the without the purchaser making somebody a shliach, the merchant decided to go to somebody and say, listen, do me a favor, be zeich in this animal, do a kinyan of the animal, mashiach of the animal, for so and so who bought some of the meat. Okay? So, b'dalet prokim elu, these four times of the year, the schusulot, it's a benefit for him. Even though the way Pasha lives in the case is, Rashi lives in the case, he's going to get meat, but he has to pay for it. So it's not an automatic schus to get meat. You want to be mezakim something for free, that's a schus. And mezakim something for me that I'm going to have to pay for, well, depends do I want it or not. So he hadn't paid yet. He arranged it. I would like to get a dinner's worth of your meat. He says, okay, no problem. He says, he'll be a smart guy. He'll take it. He's eichet for the. He's went. Next guy walks in. Do me a favor, be cut of this animal for someone, so he's going to pay me tomorrow for the money. So, these four times a year where people, Dafka, want to meet means they're willing to pay for it. So, him getting his portion in the animal is a benefit. That's what he wants. And he'll pay. The rest of the year, where. The person does not necessarily want meat. Most people don't want meat. So even if I'm being mezaken for the person has expressed an interest until he actually pays for it. I don't know if I'm sure he's committed to this thing because who said he wants the meat really? So therefore, these four times a year, the skia will work. The rest of the year, the skia will not work. He doesn't own the animal. So if something happens to the animal afterwards, he says, I'm sorry, I never really committed. So it's your loss, not mine.
It seems like it's a decent sized chiddush here because it's so there's also a chov element here.
There's a what?
A chov element here, right? Because if the
animal dies, yes. So that's where the thing the Machlokes Farim brings arrive from this. If you have something which is primarily a schus, even though it potentially could produce a chov at the end, we look at it as a schus. Now the person has a right to protest and say, no, I'm not interested. He says, if the person when informed, this is what happens. Is you know what? I was not interested. You know that would be true. That would work. So the informant says, "By the way, you got a portion of the animals. Look great. Now tomorrow it dies. That's too late.
Yeah.
You know, you said great. So you didn't protest. So." I can do skia for him, and even though he did not appoint me to do so. It's basically you're saying the person is spending money to get something which you're not sure that he wants. So it would only work if the person had agreed to do that and had appointed you to do so, but you cannot do it against his will. That's Rishmol Bar Yitzchok's pshat. Rav Ilo Amar Rav Yechanan says, another case was simply the person gave money with no mashiach. The cat came to the merchant, I want to buy the animal, and here's the money. Or a portion of the animal, and here's the money. He did not do any mashiach at all. There was no k'maisa kinyan b'chalal. We gave money. So these four times of the year, the chachamim put the halacha back on the din d'oraisa. Domer Reb Yechon, because Reb Yechon Shita is the Vartara most kindness. Midraisa money is kinder by metatul. So midraisa you could be kinder a behema. You could be kinder a behema with money or meat with money. But there's normally a takana that we don't do that. And these four times a year we went back to the dindaraisa. We left the dindaraisa that the Kenyan works. So therefore he owns. A portion of the animal. Okay. Why? They ma omru Mashiach Kaina. This is we're worse quoting the whole phrase of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said this Menke Mor Hamor Bamitzia. That Rabbi Yochanan says over there that that money is Kaina. Rish Lakish argues. Rish Lakish says Minarais money is not Kaina Metalta. Kinyan Metalta is with Mashiach. Minarais. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Minarais is Kinyan Metalta. When you buy it, it's with money, not with Mashiach. If it's Hefker or Matana, the king is Mashiach. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees. Minarais. But when in the case of you're buying it, the kinyan is with money. They ma omru mashiach kana. Why does Chazal say that the money is not kana, but rather mashiach is kana? Gezera shemer yarmaloi nisrafu chitecho baliyah. So, in a case where the purchaser will be kind with money, minaraisa, store it by the moicher because he doesn't have the transportation yet. Then a fire breaks out. The merchant is not going to extend himself to save that item because he sold it already. So that scenario was apparently significant enough to Chazal. Chazal said, "You know what? Money's not kind." So now the merchant says, "But the Gemara says, well, see, that's the beginning of Perkazov. There's a thing called Mishapara." But since Minarais of money is kind of, once a person paid already, if he backs out, he gets a klola. Okay, because you're committed to the kinyan to the extent that you got a mishapara. But if he has a good reason to back out, he doesn't get the klola. So Mr. Meicher, if it burns, he has a right to back out, and he gets no klola. You better save that item. But otherwise, the merchant gets the benefit of the commitment of the money of the lekeach, because the lekeach will not back out in general, because of the mishapara was not embezzled would declare a klola on the person. That's not a pleasant thing to be, to be in a situation where the bezin gives a person a klola. The one that paid back the Dora Mabel for what they did, the Dora Flugger for what they did, and Stoyma Mer for what they did, is going to get you also. That's what that Nusach says. The guy says, okay, that's very wonderful. I just got a klola from the holiest rabbis in the town that, the merchant is going to get me. So people were not backing out once they gave money. So it's kind of to that extent, but not if he has a good reason, i.e. that the item was burnt. Okay, so these four times of the year, they put it back on the din d'oraisa for the tzarich of the mitzvah, etc. They said, listen, once you gave it already, it's yours, it's done with, and therefore you can force the merchant, which is the sheikh, the shech, that's your thing, and if it dies, it's your headache.
So how does Chazal have? I'm trying to understand the thought process of Chazal of sort of canceling out the Doraisa. Is it that they felt that the door wasn't up to the level envisioned by the Torah, and so therefore they felt that empowered them and was the impetus? Because I mean they seem to be saying like, okay, we could just willy nilly get rid of what the Torah says is the correct standard.
I mean, I have to assume if this Mishnah Baliyah was the concern, that means that was significant enough to them. The issue was a problem that was occurring that the Chazal felt the need to address it. The people were taking advantage of the din d'oraisa to be mafsa other people. So even though, I only Torah envisioned one way or the other. Example, Bereshim is being said in the Bereshim. Bereshim didn't envision one way or the other. Bereshim's plan was either you kind it and you take it home, and if you didn't, the guy was nice enough to take care of it. Yeah, now people were not taking care of it. People were saying, "Let it burn. It's his problem. I got my money." Did the Rashi envision that possibility? I'm sure he did. Tosfos asks the kasha, like, why did the Chum say you need both? Like, here, there's an Akira Legamri on the Din D'Oraisa. And all you have left is that Kesef is not kind at all, and Mashiach is kind of Legamri. Like, we want to make it, it's a combination, you need both. That would be cumbersome in the marketplace. Every time you want to cut it, you need to do both. One or the other is, you know, but have to do both. Two processes would slow down the whole marketplace. So what's the argument over here? The argument over here is the Tzarech Mitzvah. And this is these were the time where it was proper to Mitzvah Mitzvah. They left on the rice and most kernels. So there are other applications of that. One of the mushal, there's a lot of imeshata pruti. A person is a guest. In certain cases, more Shabbos is a person is a guest for someone else's house for Ner Chanukah. He doesn't have his own place to light. He's a guest at somebody else's house. He's sleeping there. For that night or the duration of Chanukah, whatever it is, he's not really a member of the house. So Chazal said that you can light the Baal HaBayis, and he lights one there, includes himself and all of his members of his household. This fellow isn't a member of the household. The other half, he doesn't have his own place to light. So he's mishat and pruta. He gives a pruta, and therefore now he gets a portion in the shemen and the wick. The Baal HaBayis lights, he's lighting for him also. It's his item he's lighting. What was the kinyan? He gave money. So how is he kind of? So there's machlokes in the poskim. Does it more mean, and therefore he does a hakbor on the item? Or automatically money's kind of, because most kind of, since it's a tzarech mitzvah, so most left and then the rights are most kind of. Another place which is relevant is in a case where the dollar minimum. I pay for the dollar minimum with money. I didn't do any other kinyan. Are they mine? So I can have das to be kinder, but you know, I didn't have das to be kinder. In general, hagbor requires a das kinyan. The merchant has to say to the lekech, leich hagbeu kinei. Hey, do hagbor mi kinder. So he didn't tell me to do that. So if I bring it to my chutz, the chutz is kinder automatically. So bring it to my house, but I'm staying with somebody else's house for Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov I'm going to my in-laws for Yom Tov, and every Yom Tov I get there, and I go to the merker of the Dalet Minim, and I bring it home, and I put it in my in-laws' house. So I'm not kind of a chotzer. I paid for it. I didn't have das to be do mashicha. So am I kind or not? It's also from the gate of the other round. If I didn't pay yet, so I have a problem of Miner Bonner, I'm kind of, but I need to own it at the Raisa level. We spoke about that before the div. Does a key in the Rabbana work for the Raisa? We spoke about that before. So this Din Rabbana has applications, you know, practical applications of the mice. So getting back to our Mishnah, so Rabbi Ravul was saying that the case over here in our Mishnah, according to Eliezer, when he gave the money, it's going to work the same by the case of Dal Parakim, that just giving the money alone is kind of. So we're also giving the money, we'll be kind of, he gets a portion of the Erev. That's how Eliezer opens up the Mishnah. Dr. Ashim,
who's kind of?
The chaos kind of from gets a portion in what the Nachtim has, and the Nachtim then contributes to the Erev. He's contributing his portion and the portion of the Lekeach into the Erev.
No, the other case.
Which case? The same with the case of the Sheikhet, money is kind of. So the case of the Nachtim, the money is kind of. The whole problem, the Tarash of Yerachim will come on. To meet up with the Chachamim Divrayim al Din Torah. That the end of the more explains, the Rechon explains that the four times a year where Chazal put the lava back on the Din D'Oraisa. Do most kindness. Av Kamim, Mipnei Tikkun Shabbos, Hamidu Divrayim al Din Torah. So they kept the Din of the Din D'Oraisa, and therefore, when he gives money to the Chenvoni, he actually gets ownership in the kikar, and when the chedroni or the nachtam contributes the kikar or the wine to the heir, but to the shituf, he's contributing his own portion. He's also contributing the portion of the lekeach, because lekeach owns it with the kinyan kesef. The fifth time, the Rishon Glili says that in the Galil, that Erev Kippur also was a time of Shkita, and therefore the person would get rights to the same halacha of Kinyan in the animal, etc., the right to force the Shechit, to Shecht, etc. So in these four times, all he owns is one dinner's worth. He still forces the shecht. He makes a shore if the animal dies, and the lekech will take the loss. The rest of the year is Ainu Kain. You can't force the shecht to shecht. You need your meat, go somewhere else. Here's your money back. I'm not checking right now. What was the case? So the first Shad Demora says that Yerushmo Bar Yitzchak says Tabuk was mezaka l'lekeach b'shor zeh shava dinner. He's mezaka for the purchaser through a third party. He told him mezaka for the lekeach. Shemoso shalachir b'mloy skeloy boy wants to be mezaka in this animal, but shame plenty for plenty. Uloy so shliach loy saachir hazecha b'shloy. The lekeach had not made this person who's been mezaka for him a shliach. So it has to rely on the halach of Zahalon or Shabbafon. So during these four times or five times, Susula Lohitzimos, Lichtus Basser, Shekol Dark and Makath, it's considered a benefit to spend the money and buy meat, even though you're spending money. That's a school spending money. No, because this time of year everybody gets meat, so that's what he wants to do with his money, that's called a schus. The rest of the year, he asks him to spend money. Rabbi Yochanan says the Bartera most kindness. You see, the part of in a hektish is it's an osan a kesef a kamloi. Kamachar v'lekech min a hedit. If I can use money to buy an item that I'm makdish, to take it out of hektish and transfer the kedusha from the hektish onto the money, and the money now becomes kodesh. And the item leaves the ownership of Hektish and becomes is it now owned by a Hedyot. So that works for Hektish, it works to buy from a Hedyot also. When I give you money, it becomes my item. I told over to Bechadon once. I don't remember when I told it to you, but I remember telling it to you. Bechadon says, maybe when we learn Kedushin. So Chana says in Kedushin that there's two types of Kodesh. There's what's called Kedushin Aguf. Kedushin Aguf, Kedushin means Bayach, an animal which will be a Korban. And there's Kedushin Domim, something which goes to Bedek Abayis. Most of the things are Bedek Abayis, either they were used directly with Bedek Abayis or they were sold and the money was used for Bedek Abayis. So Chana learns the Yukim and Gemara is that the process of Hektis works differently. But Kedusha Guf, when you're marked to something, two things happen. It becomes holy and it belongs to Hektish. Which one comes first? So he says, Bekesha Kedusha is like Guf. The first thing which happens is the Kedusha on the Guf. Kedusha Guf means it belongs to Hektish. By Kedusha's Domim, the main process really is the ownership of Hektish. That by you're being Maktish and you're making it belong to Hektish. And since it belongs to Hektish, it's holy. So therefore, the processes of Pinyon, etc., work along the lines of regular Kinyonim. Because it's not I'm being poured a holiness. I'm buying the item off of Hekdesh. And the Hekdesh now owns the money, so the money becomes Kodesh and the item becomes Chol. So it's a purchase process. So Zok Rashi, Rav Yechon says, if you can buy, it's Kesef is strong enough to buy something from Hekdesh, which means even though it's Kodesh, right, it would make sense, it should be able to buy from a Hedyot. So Chazal removed this in the Raisa, because Nishan Fuchitecho, Shinosat Limos Aleyen, the Chitim which you paid for already, well, you know, I have to tell you, I'm very sad to tell you that they got burnt out. We keep it in the ownership of the Merchus. The Merchus understands if he doesn't save it, he's going to lose. Okay, it's all the...